This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Live 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. It's the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live with Mark
and Brian
and Stephanie.
When I say it's live, yep, we're live here in the studio. Free Talk Live's produced a live program every day, 7 days a week for 5 years. I don't think there's very many radio programs.
For 5 years? It's really been 5 years?
Remember that before...
The internet-only Sunday shows.
Right, there were internet-only Sunday shows prior to the Sunday show, and I don't see any reason why that shouldn't be counted.
Yeah,
it was still a live program originating from the studio, even if it wasn't on any radio stations. It was kind of like training wheels for a Sunday program. And
that was 5 years ago? I guess it was. Wow.
Yep. So there you go.
Wow.
Flies when you're having fun.
Yeah, it sure does.
You've been coming to work here a lot in the studio, haven't you?
Yeah, I guess so.
855-450-FREE. That is the ProXPN call-in line. And, Stephanie, you have another fascinating article. What do people think about rich folks?
Yeah, there's been a Pew research study. You know, Pew is this organization that does polling. So they polled a bunch of people about their thoughts on the rich. And now, of course, we know that the rich tends to be kind of a demonized group of people, but...
But everybody wants to be one, too.
Yeah, exactly.
This is kind of interesting. You know, like, the poor will read the magazines about the rich.
Yeah.
So I think it's all very interesting what people think. And I've also, they've done studies on what do rich people think, too. This is fascinating.
Yeah.
And many times rich people have a skewed view of the world. I think that they did some kind of study on, people playing a game, and the game was like rigged their direction, like playing Monopoly, where I get to have two dice and you only get to roll one. And like the interview at the end of the program, a significant percentage of people thought, I'm very good at this game.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, you got two dice. You are very good at this game. The other person had one leg tied behind their back. No wonder you beat them. And, I mean, you'd think that people would say, well, yeah, of course I won. I had an advantage over the other person.
But, yeah, you know, it reminds me, what is that James Baldwin saying, anybody that's been impoverished at any point of time realizes how expensive it is to be poor.
Well, you don't have the opportunity to. There's certain things that savings that you can't take.
Yeah, you don't have the second set of dice.
Yeah, man, it can be difficult. I hope that I can always. I want to be rich, like so many people, and I hope I can always remember what it was like to wash dishes and put shingles on roofs. I've done many of the wait tables and done all of these things. And did them for, longer than I would like. Mm. It's not like I did it for, 1 week in my, sophomore year at high school or anything.
Yeah. There's also the illusory superiority bias, which is, you actually mentioned that a couple weeks ago, Mark, where you brought in some article that said 4% of people think that they're in the bottom 50% of intelligence.
I love that.
So 96% of people think they're smarter than average, basically, is the flip side of that.
At the very least, they think they're average.
Yeah.
average to 96% of people believe that they're average to above average in intelligence. And
I
would consider average intelligence between, in the 40th to the 60, 40 to 60%. In there.
Well, that's like, I think there's also other studies that say that everyone basically thinks they're middle class when they're really not.
Right. I think the middle classers all think they're upper middle class.
Yes, exactly.
Ribbing my mother about this. We were watching Downton Abbey, and I guess in one of the first episode or something, one of the characters says upper middle class, like suggesting that they were upper middle class. And my mom was always, when I was younger, is it always just, we're upper middle class. We don't have a washing machine in our house. There's no air conditioning here. You're not upper middle class, lady. I may go to a private school, but I'd live in a house that has no air conditioning in Florida.
No.
Wow. Yeah. Okay, so this is actually from 2012, but it's kind of evergreen and it's still relevant. There's a study that examines how Americans believe the rich are different than other people. Rich are viewed as more intelligent and more hardworking, but also greedier and less honest. Nearly 6 in 10 survey respondents, 58%, say that the rich pay too little in taxes, while 26% say they pay their fair share, whatever the hell that is, and just 8% say they pay too much. Even among those who describe themselves as upper or upper middle class, 52% of those people say upper income Americans don't pay enough taxes.
Now, I would like to point out that if we look at income taxes, you will find the rich pay almost, the top 10% of earners pay almost all of income taxes.
Yeah.
When you look at, okay, so there's 310 million Americans. In 2009, 144 million tax returns were filed. That is fewer than half of Americans. Now, some people can file jointly, so I don't know. I would say that more than half Americans file a tax return. But of the tax returns that are filed, only half of those people pay income tax because there's the income tax credit, the head of household. There's a whole variety of things out there. I oftentimes, back when I filed taxes, we wouldn't pay because of, you know, write-offs for the business and just the amount of money we made. And, you know, we just didn't pay taxes.
Mark, you're not paying your fair share.
Apparently I was. That was what they said the fair share was.
Well, the idea of a fair share is just so ridiculous in the first place.
Fair?
It's completely arbitrary. I think people have this emotional attitude that everybody else should be paying the taxes so that they don't have to pay, so everybody else should pay more. And they should get some exemption.
So when you think of
slave on slave
federal taxes
mentality.
Are more than half basically the Department of Defense and the pensions for vets and all the stuff that goes into it. So I think one could make an argument that the top 10% benefit disproportionately from imports and exports, which, of course, need the oceans to be clear and the Navy to be out there clearing things out and those kind of things. So, you know, they really do use the military more than other folks. But
is the Navy really that essential? And
as far as keeping shipping
preventing
lanes clear,
piracy,
they're pretty darn good at it. I'd steer clear of the Horn of Africa, but other than that,
I just don't know much about this. But I think it could be done other ways besides.
Well, yeah, it's really inefficient. Consider for a second that the U.S. Navy keeps the shipping lanes clear. Why don't the upper classes of the other countries around the world pay for this?
Mm-hmm.
Why is it the United States upper class is the one that has to keep the shipping lanes clear? That makes no sense. And
nope.
When you have people that that pay for things like the Army and the Navy and the Air Force and the Marines, they're going to want to employ those things. Like, for instance, the oil companies. They're essentially used the U.S. military as security when it comes to securing new oil fields and things like that.
Well, I mean, there are other countries that I think would provide this service, but they're always, for whatever reason that the U.S. military is trusted, I don't know. But any time, Russian boats can go around the world just as well as any U.S. can. And they do. And every time they show up near somebody, they freak out. And maybe they're just wanting to protect the shipping lanes. I think your point's valid, but I'm just saying that I don't think that the world, quote unquote, of nations would not, they wouldn't even allow another country to do that.
Yeah, I wonder. It could be, it's not fair. It's not fair for a U.S. taxpayer and the top 10% to be paying to keep the world's shipping lanes open.
Yeah, no, I hear you.
So there's also this idea out there that the super rich don't pay taxes because they know how to structure their corporations.
Romney only pays 15%.
Yeah.
Right.
Which is probably less than, like, me or you, right?
He is an odd case as far as things go. And certainly they know the tricks for dodging as many taxes as possible.
Yeah.
But
like Apple. Apple creates like tax havens for half their business, which they had to go in front of Congress because this was such a scandal.
The company, but the people that work at Apple here in the United States and as U.S. citizens abroad, they have to pay a tremendous tax burden to the United States government. And even with all of the dodging that rich folks do, the top 10% still pay the vast majority of income tax. What are your thoughts on this? 1-855-450-3733, Free Talk Live. That's 855-450-FREE.
I want to share something important that will not only improve your life, but the lives of many others as well. And all you need to do is drink coffee. I'm not talking about harmful store-bought or chain coffee. No, this is truly the best of the best coffee. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer BuzzBox. With every purchase, 10% goes towards our efforts to give the gift of human freedom by providing at least 100 microfinance loans via World Vision. So literally, just one cup at a time, you're having an impact and helping make a difference in the world. And one sip will have you buzzing to family and friends. To prove just how good it is, we're giving a free pound of coffee to everyone in the audience. All you do is cover shipping. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. BuzzBox coffee is organic, so it contains no pesticides or toxins. It's shade grown, so less acidity and no heartburn. It's top 1% Arabica grade and gives people the opportunity to own their own coffee farms. Join us in making a huge impact at coffee.freetalklive.com.
Adam Miller here with Midas Resources. Today, July 2nd, 2014, gold opened at $13.2790. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $13.7598, $6.8799 for a half ounce, or $3.4399 for a quarter ounce. That's $13.7598, $6.8799, and $3.4399.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind in the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live with Mark
and Brian
and Stephanie.
855-450-3733. Tell me about modafinil.
Yeah, absolutely. If you are feeling fatigued, if you feel like you need some focus, you just kind of want that extra bit of pep to get through, you know, whatever a project you're working on or you're studying, you take your pick. I want you to check out modafinil from modup.net. Studies show 1 in 5 students use this enhancer, offering multiple benefits, including a double-digit increase in short-term memory, fights off fatigue, and just gives greater focus overall. A lot of businessmen around the world are talking about it. And when we say around the world, you got to understand modup.net is a world, they ship worldwide. They are a worldwide business, and Free Talk Live is a worldwide show. Okay, so it's important when you go to modup.net, look into, you know, your local laws and prescription requirements, etc. And you know, when you check out modup.net, so I recommend that. Use the code FTL, and you can you'll get 10 free tablets with your order. And they are also, modup.net is also a big supporter of the Bitcoin community. You'll get 33% off your order if you use Bitcoin. So I want you to go to modup.net and you can use the code FTL.
That's a lot of bonuses. Use the code FTL and you get 10 free, you know, pills.
10 free tablets, and then right. You can use Bitcoin. You get 33% off. I mean, it's really, they're doing a top-notch business there, and they have great customer service, by the way.
And everything I've heard about the product is that it's superlative.
Yeah, we've had listeners contact us saying it's fantastic.
Yeah, listeners from around the world. Let's go to Mark calling in from South Carolina. We've been talking about, you know, do the rich pay their fair share and that kind of thing. Mark, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I've just about had it with the federal government and the tax system that's in place. I'm the top 10%, and I can tell you, it's not a revenue problem in this country. We've never had a greater revenue stream in the federal government in our lives. It's a spending problem. And the scary thing is there's no scrutiny. There's no accountability. I don't care if it's the VA, the post office, Medicare, Medicaid, the IRS. Name me one government agency that's run efficiently. None of them are. If you go and check them, there's probably just so much criminal mischief going on in that place. And what drives me crazy is I had a law professor tell me 25 years ago, there'd come a time when we'd have the have and the have-nots. The have-nots would outnumber us. And I'm a conservative. I'm not a Republican or a Democrat. But I'm telling you, you get 8 years of Hillary coming at you, and I just don't see how the taxpayer like myself, I can't pay any more than that pay. And it's a scary thought. If there's no accountability, if there's no scrutiny, and they throw this, what was it, Sarah Palin say, you want a free lunch, you want freedom? Well, honey, if I get the free lunch, I still want it. And that's what scares me in this country. There's a lot of people with the free lunch, and they still want it, and they go and vote the D, big D, and we're in trouble.
Yeah, you know, I wonder, because people, you know, people who are in the top 10% and many times can take their business and go elsewhere. The world is becoming, you know, the geography matters less and less of where you are. And I wonder whether,
especially with online businesses, yeah,
I wonder whether they're just, you know, the U.S. is just driving the producers out.
Well, I think the numbers prove it. Expatriation has gone up, I mean, double digits.
It's at an all-time high,
in the past couple years,
isn't it?
I mean, yeah, people are running almost for their lives because, yeah, I think the caller's right. There's no oversight on any of this stuff, and these businessmen know when bad business is being done, and they're getting the hell out.
Mark?
Yeah, well, listen, I'm done. I can tell you, if I can get in another 10 years and get out, I mean, I can't pay any more than I pay. And I, you know, I don't blame these businesses. I mean, there's no accountability here. It's like, you know what? We'll just keep reaching into that pot, that big pot over there, that top 10%. Well, I'll tell you what, the top 10% is not silly. They're not ignorant people. As you mentioned, they're going to start moving overseas. And, you know, the federal government may find some way to tax them, whatever, but ultimately people are running from it.
Yeah, they're already clamping down. I think they are making it harder for people to leave. And there's the, what is it called, FATCA that's coming into effect, where the foreign banks are basically just rejecting any customers who are U.S. citizens because they're going to have to collect taxes for the IRS on behalf of the U.S. government on their accounts.
Well, not only is expatriation going up, but people rejecting their U.S. citizenship is going up at a record pace, like a breakneck pace as far as numbers go.
U.S. is the only country in the world where if you leave, the IRS still claims that you owe taxes. Actually, I've heard stories of Canadians that have like dual American citizenship. They may not even know that they have an American citizenship, but suddenly the IRS comes to them and says, hey, you owe us money. And they're like, what are you talking about? I've never even lived in America. But because they have that passport, they claim that they, you know, that they're their slave.
You know, another interesting thing that's happening is...
Thanks for the call, Mark.
Yeah, absolutely. I totally understand the frustration of being done with the federal government in the U.S.
Oh, yeah.
But another number that's going up is, I mentioned earlier, I said the unbanked.
Right.
And now the unbanked is a term that means you don't have a bank account or you have minimized your dealings with a bank. Mm-hmm. And this has become what the financial system calls an epidemic with the poor that we were also discussing, how they view the rich and whatever. But what a lot of people don't realize is that actually the affluent are becoming unbanked now by choice. They don't want to deal with banks anymore. They want to run away from it. I mean, and partly because not just the U.S. federal government, but they see what happens in Cyprus where your accounts just, you know, the stuff just gets taken. I mean, taxes as involuntary as it gets, certainly. But when governments can just yank money out of your account, that's even a whole other level, and that's happening. And would it happen here? Yeah, absolutely.
Well, cryptocurrencies are definitely going to make it easier for people to be unbanked, rich or poor.
Yep.
And everybody, you know, the banking system is a system of controls.
Yeah.
It is a system that governments are well entrenched in, and you don't have when you give your money to a bank, by its definition, you no longer have control over it. They can decide who they want to, you know, if they want to give it to the federal government, because the federal government sent them a piece of paper that says, oh, yeah, we'd like this money in this account. Bam, it's gone. You don't have it anymore.
If they want to shut down your account.
Yep,
for any reason.
I mean, you know, like you said, with U.S. citizens around the world having a very difficult time banking,
yep.
I think that this is another reason why cryptocurrencies, you know, like Bitcoin, are really going to take off over time. You can currently, we saw a family come to Porkfest that did all their business along the way in Bitcoin. I think they had two like a toll and, you know, a couple of other things. But they basically were able to do everything through Bitcoins. And this is fascinating. People can do this today, live on Bitcoin. What's it going to be like in 3 years when the U.S. federal government no longer has its most powerful tool, the Federal Reserve note, to manipulate and to use as a method for, you know, control? What's going to happen? I have no clue. But I think we can look back in history when gold was a currency and, you know, like the Middle Ages and that sort of thing. Kings still fought wars, but they had to tax in order to get it. They had to be in a, you know, they had to have positive cash flow and things like that. So it seems like you're going to see a lot of benefits to me, like a safer, more peaceful world when it comes to cryptocurrencies. It could just be my, you know, thoughts on the.
I think you're right.
Yep.
Your thoughts. 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, What do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call? And how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case. If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can give us a call, talk about whatever's on your mind. We have been talking about attitudes concerning the rich here this hour on Free Talk Live.
You do that way better than I do.
Mark has an attitude.
I wish I was rich. There will be some rich people at the North American Bitcoin Conference, though. People who have the Bitcoinerati, those who have gotten rich in cryptocurrencies. It's going to be at Chicago's McCormick Place South Building, July 19th and 20th. So coming up real soon. Wow, it is soon. We're going to have to get ready for another trip.
You are, not us.
That's right.
I think it was too soon after Porkfest, but have fun.
Ian and I, well, they did specifically plan it around Porkfest. They knew better than to plan it
as
Porkfest, yes.
Who organized this one?
This is Mo Levin. I think Levin is how he pronounces it.
Oh, gotcha.
It. And he did the one in South Beach. What was really awesome is he was kind of expecting 500, 600 people to show up. 2,500 people showed up. Mm. And the amazing thing is everything still went off with relatively no hitches.
That is impressive.
I was involved as emceeing there. I happened to be going through town. My wife and I were going to take a vacation. I thought, a Bitcoin conference, I'll go a day early or whatever and check it out. And I was, they asked me if I'd do some stuff. Happy to do it. And it was a lot of fun.
I heard there were women in gold lame and nothing else there.
I believe that there were some women dressed in that fashion, yes. But I think they did it of their own accord.
Yeah.
I don't know if they were like booth babes.
Well, I'm just saying, you don't know what you're going to see at one of their events.
You do know some things you're going to see at the events. For instance, you're going to see Kathy Reisenwitz from Young Voices, Tony Gallippi from BitPay, Roger Ver, better known as Bitcoin Jesus. Can't wait to see Roger. Charlie Lee, the creator of Litecoin, Jeff Berwick, the Dollar Vigilante, Trace Meyer, the Armory Wallet. We got a chance to chat it up with Trace at another Bitcoin event.
Yeah, it was one in New York.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun. You can get your tickets now, btcchicago.com, to get your Bitcoin. You can pay in Bitcoin to get your tickets for the North American Bitcoin Conference, first Bitcoin conference in the Midwest area. I think there's going to be a lot of people there doing business, hiring people, networking, that kind of thing.
Is Mo a libertarian?
You know, I haven't asked that question.
What do you think?
I would assume that people who are involved in Bitcoin, but I could be wrong.
Well, it's not a safe assumption anymore. I'm just curious.
Well, he certainly invited Jeffrey Tucker.
Trace Mayer. He's certainly a libertarian.
Roger Ver and Jeff Berwick, yeah. A variety of very strong liberty voices there. So
yeah, absolutely.
But then again, Mo's a businessman. He would invite them if he thought people would come to see him. And because he's a businessman, he's more likely to believe in the ideas of liberty. So there you go. You can go get your tickets at btcchicago.com. Come see us, Free Talk Live, performing our very first remote broadcast in the Midwest.
Sweet. All right. Well, speaking of business people.
Well, you know, if I can real quick, yeah. I mean, this kind of fades out from the Bitcoin thing, but I'm very curious to hear what people, how they see the rich. But Bitcoin really has made a lot of people that, you know, normally would not have under the general scheme of things become incredibly wealthy. And they're incredibly wealthy, and you know what? I don't think you know it. Like, I mean, I think you might see people who you would, commonplace, people expect the rich to be wearing Armani, you know, and all this business, as to where you might see guys wearing jeans and t-shirt walking around at this stuff. You know, they might even, who knows, they might even smell or something like that. And they could, no, seriously.
If I was rich, I would totally walk around wearing whatever I wanted and not showering. No, right, I'm just kidding.
But I'm just saying that, you know, they could be millionaires, and you have no idea that they are, within maybe even, yeah. You know, hell, they might even be in the 1%.
Yeah,
this
absolutely.
Was kind of how it was in Sarasota, Florida. So, you know, many wealthy people will move down there, and they're going around in button-up short-sleeve shirts that have, the Hawaiian patterns and that kind of thing on them, and
right.
Shorts and Dockers or flip-flops or whatever, and that's how everybody dresses.
Yeah.
From people who, you know, sort of lower middle class on up to upper middle class. I'm just talking about men here, obviously.
Yeah,
I'm certain there's some women do. But they, you know, just... That's it. Did I say Dockers? I meant like topsiders. Dock shoes, deck shoes.
Yep. Sure, but I think that's an important point to bring out, I think, is that most people don't realize this, but the bulk of the rich from the top 0.000001% to more within the 10%, you don't even know who they are.
I think it's true, and I hope that, I mean, you got to consider what it must be like.
You probably want privacy, because yeah. Everybody wants something from you.
Right. I mean, what would that be like if you have that hanging over your head? For instance, we had Patrick Byrne from Overstock.com
yeah.
on the show last week, whenever it was when we were Porkfest, week before last.
Yeah, last week.
And I can imagine that at Porkfest, he had a certain amount of people that were sort of circling him. I know I was, wanting to talk to him about, you know, a business deal or whatever it was their going concern was. And also, you're going to have those relatives that are like, hey, I'm related to you. Don't you owe me some money because of that? Are you not obligated? I shouldn't say, are you not obligated to give me some money because I'm related to you? And, you know, I don't want to have all those conversations all the time.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. I'd hide.
Well, speaking of which, I mean, that actually ties in pretty nicely to the next part of this article. So it's a Pew study about what people think about the rich, in quotes. The overwhelming majority of self-described middle and lower class Americans say that they admire people who get rich by working hard.
Yes.
92% of middle class and 84% of lower class people said that they admire people who get rich by working hard. Now, I don't know about you guys, but I would like to get rich not necessarily by working hard, but by providing something of value. And actually, it would be great if I didn't have to work hard to do that, you know?
Well, I think what, okay, so that's probably just terminology. What they mean is that there are three types of rich people. There are the people that provided something of value, whether mm-hmm. they worked hard to do it or not.
Yep.
They provided something of value to the marketplace that people wanted, and they profited from it. In some cases, it's intellectual property. In other cases, it's just, you know, a business they ran. There are people that basically through government connections, using the coercive system known as the state, insider trading, a whole variety of things, essentially manipulating the marketplace in an unfair fashion, have become wealthy. Those people, I don't think too many people respect.
No,
right?
Yeah.
Some people are really politician worshippers, and people are certainly attracted to power, but the fact that they're attracted to you doesn't mean they respect you.
Sure.
And the third are, you know, the Paris Hiltons, people who inherit their money, and they, most people don't have a lot of respect for them. Essentially, they're just like, oh, yeah, whatever. And I think that those people, they're doing something in the marketplace, which is to say they are, they're voluntarily
creating a black hole in the universe.
They're voluntarily, you know, moving money from the upper classes to the lower classes. Because generally, the children of wealthy, successful people are not, They haven't had the same experiences to be good at handling money, so they tend to be bad at handling money.
I was going to say,
you know, they spend too much and get too little for it.
Yeah, I was going to say I could respect someone who inherited money and kept it or grew it, because that actually does take some intellect and work. Yeah, right?
Absolutely.
The default is kind of if you inherit money, then you're going to lose it or it's going to slowly disappear unless you know how to manage it and keep it. So
I mentioned Downton Abbey in the, in a previous segment. I've been watching it with my mother. It's a good one, good show for that. And she, we were talking about the fact is this happened a lot with British aristocracy. They would marry Americans who wanted a title, who were wealthy, and couldn't get a title. You know, the U.S. Constitution prohibits titles. They couldn't get a title, and the only way they could do it is marrying something they want badly, these wealthy people in New York and that sort of thing. Oh, I'd like to be as a duchess. You know, okay.
They can sell you that at Sealand.
They can now, yeah.
Or you could just declare it yourself.
Yeah.
Duke
yes.
Big Daddy Rhino Schwanz.
That's Free Talk Live now declares you royalty. 855-450-FREE, Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733.
I want to share something important that will not only improve your life, but the lives of many others as well. And all you need to do is drink coffee. I'm not talking about harmful store-bought or chain coffee. No, this is truly the best of the best coffee. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer BuzzBox. With every purchase, 10% goes towards our efforts to give the gift of human freedom by providing at least 100 microfinance loans via World Vision. So literally, just one cup at a time, you're having an impact and helping make a difference in the world. And one sip will have you buzzing to family and friends. To prove just how good it is, we're giving a free pound of coffee to everyone in the audience. All you do is cover shipping. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. BuzzBox coffee is organic, so it contains no pesticides or toxins. It's shade grown, so less acidity and no heartburn. It's top 1% Arabica grade and gives people the opportunity to own their own coffee farms. Join us in making a huge impact at coffee.freetalklive.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. 855-450-3733. You can call in, talk about whatever is on your mind. The live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live with Mark.
And Brian.
And Stephanie.
That's 855-450-FREE. Please do your online shopping at shop.freetalklive.com. We have links there for Amazon, which we get a nice big cut from. Walmart, which we get a slightly less. But
Walmart? Hey.
Yep, I believe we have Walmart.com there.
Wow,
now.
I had no idea.
Go check it out, because I can't really do it on my laptop right now. But it's shop.freetalklive.com, also Newegg. And
Newegg, love Newegg. They just started accepting Bitcoin.
Midas Resources, which you can get gold and silver, and a variety of other retailers there. Please, before you do online shopping, stop off at shop.freetalklive.com, see if you can get it there, because a not insignificant portion of our meager income here on Free Talk Live comes through there, and we really appreciate it. It's shop.freetalklive.com. Stephanie, what do people think about rich folks?
Well, they have a lot of opinions, some of them kind of conflicting. We just talked about how people seem to admire rich people who get rich by working hard, and then we kind of talked about, is hard work a virtue in and of itself? I don't think it is.
You know, I don't think that has anything to do with it. I don't think it's actually, did they work hard? I think it's all attitude. And if the rich person or the celebrity or whatever that's there, if they come off with this, and I don't mean being like a jerk, but just if they come off with this attitude like somehow they are doing so much for the planet, and yet they're really just, all they did was create a service that ships fresh underwear to you every week. Okay.
You're talking about the startup culture?
Startup culture, not just that, but I mean all across the board, like Kim Kardashian, like really, what exactly are you offering to society? You know what I mean? And so I think I don't think it's the fact that she was born wealthy, okay, or that, and then that she didn't work for it. It was that she's just vapid, you know, and I think that's what actually rubs everybody wrong, and they don't know it, is that it's the attitude that some of these people come off with. It has nothing to do whether or not they worked hard or not, because working hard shouldn't even be like a respectable virtue per se. I mean, I work hard, you know, I know you work
what
hard,
is the,
Stephanie.
What
I know
is
Mark
the...
works hard, but...
The attitude that you're talking about, is it like they feel entitled to attention?
I don't know if it's that they feel, no, it's that they have an over-importance, an aspect of over-importance. Yeah. They have an attitude of over-importance.
Once you're born with money, I mean, imagine, we're going to spend all of our lives trying to acquire enough money to be able to survive the portion of our lives that we choose not to work.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, acquire enough money to retire. Some people will retire earlier than others, but that's what we're going to do. That's what life, to some extent, is going to be about. Hopefully, it's the things that occur in between that time. But, all in all, that's what you're going to do. A lot of people, these wealthy, these heiresses and heirs, they're born with enough money that they never have, that driving force isn't there. So then you have to decide what is it that their life is going to, they have to figure out, what is my life going to be about? Some of them wisely choose, it will be about helping other people to make a better world. Some of them will, do the, less admirable but still interesting act of, I think I will jump off of tall rocks with a flying suit on, or jump out of airplanes, or downhill ski. They get very good at some particular adrenaline-pumping sport. You make those Red Bull commercials look awesome. You're providing something. And then there's those that are like, I need to be more famous. I think Paris Hilton's been accused. I don't know the facts of this, but I think she was involved in releasing her own sex tape that kind of bumped her up the old ladder of popularity. This is ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. And so you have Paris Hilton and Kim Kardashian, who are famous for being famous. And, the TV shows that are, what are these documentaries?
They're famous for being attractive, too, don't you think?
Yeah,
but even then, I think people know that's bought and sold. But this is my point, is that no one wants to work hard, really.
Yeah, no one wants to.
So to say you hate people because they didn't work hard, that's contradictory on every human being's mind. And that's why I don't think it's true. It's not that they have the problem that they didn't work hard, it's that they're just, like I said, they're vapid, and they have a public over-important spectrum that is just off the charts. And so I don't think it really has anything to do with whether or not they work hard.
And I think people do experience there's a certain amount of backlash just for, why am I being confronted with this person? This person provides nothing to me. And this will happen in, sports, for instance. Some people value baseball. Some people value tennis. Some people value soccer or football. Well, what we're hearing a lot in the United States is jokes about soccer players. Real sport, or whatever it is they say about people that play soccer.
Yeah.
Or football, or wherever you're from. It doesn't
football.
Matter. Here's some news for you. I'm about as interested in your soccer players as I am in your football players and your baseball players.
Hmm.
So, I don't get all bent out of shape. And, acting, for instance, people get all bent out of shape about actors. This is a relatively meager skill,
God.
Folks.
People get bent out of shape about celebritarians. There are certain people that get treated, differently at Porkfest or whatever, just because they're famous, they write a blog or whatever. And really, they're just people. Like, just like you and me, they're all just people. I mean, actually, I think if you're famous...
A libertarian is a person who, in the...
a famous libertarian.
...sphere. can you name a few of them for me?
Oh boy.
Stefan Molyneux.
Yeah, he's a big one.
Yeah.
The man is a very dynamic public speaker. I've sat through his stuff. He does good stuff. Jeffrey Tucker, another.
I was going to say Jeff Tucker. I get a little bit like when I see him, ooh, it's Jeff Tucker.
I get the vapors a little bit.
You know what happens, though, is that these guys, like we're saying, they're still human beings, and you know what? You can still tell them to screw off.
you can
tell them to take a hike, and it's okay. But what happens is that when you do, these celebritarians, their followers, they go nuts. And I mean, it's insane.
Why doesn't that happen on our Facebook page? I'll tell you, we must not be celebritarians here on Free Talk Live.
Not enough, I know.
I think it's because we have, more people on the show, and you're... like one person here won't allow another one to put on airs or anything like that.
But we're also down to earth. Like Ian, that's what I mean. Especially yeah, but, Ian says all the time, and you do too, Mark. Like, hey, we're just people. You know? Yeah, we host a radio show. But
this show, unlike a lot of these other venues where it's like a singular person, and hey, I host a podcast where I'm a singular person on it. Okay, but it allows for opposing viewpoints. And so I don't think it allows for people in their minds to raise people up to that level of worship or celebritarianism, I'm sorry, that comes with that. So I think that's the difference with Free Talk Live.
You know, I do appreciate when people call in and make good points, good and reasoned points as far as, you know, what we're doing wrong here on the air. I think some of them, some points that have been raised over time, it's like, you know, that's stupid. That makes no sense to me. But others, you know.
Yeah, I think you guys do listen to critics when they have something to say, even if they're saying it in a kind of mean way.
I try to, because I assume that just because you're upset doesn't mean you're wrong.
Yeah, sure.
But I can tell you that your point is going to be better taken in life, and this is true for me and everybody around. Your point's going to be better taken if you can keep your voice level and relate to the person the whole time. You have to consider the person that you're speaking to, might be wrong, but you're wrong about things too. Mm-hmm. And we have to be gentle with people. We're all just trying on new ideas and trying to figure out this world. The truth is being exposed minute by minute, and at some point we will all have the truth, but it isn't going to be in our lifetime. So that's what my hope is.
Yeah.
The human beings who happen to be alive, I suppose, will have the truth. It's an amazing thing to think that the truth will be known by everybody. Because I don't know what, there's all kinds of different ideas. Does conservatism work? Does liberalism work? Is man causing the globe to warm? Isn't he? I don't know. I don't know the answer to any of these questions.
Well, we're getting a little abstract now, so why don't we move on with this article?
Okay.
The next point's kind of interesting, actually. For all this talk about money can't buy you happiness, it really does seem like there is a correlation between happiness, health, and satisfaction. And having more money, because let's see.
I have not been able to pay my bills in my life, and that's a very bad feeling.
Yeah,
you have to get good at meditation. You know, like but you have to be pretty good at these things, and if you can't make the bills.
Yeah.
Fortunately, today I don't have that problem. But, you know, when we were first starting out here on Free Talk Live, revenue wasn't coming in the way it is today. Mm. We weren't on 150 radio stations. And, you know, I'd still like to see revenue doing better. Then we'd be able to expand more and, you know, provide more jobs and those kind of things. But I can pay my bills.
Mm. Well, 29% of those in the upper class said that they frequently experience stress, while 37% of middle class and 58% of lower class said that they frequently experience stress.
Mm.
That's a pretty big difference.
So money does buy happiness, or at least a little
bit. To an extent, yeah.
855-450-FREE. What do you think about rich people? 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
This is the Central Scrutinizer. I steal your labor by force through taxation.
My job is to spy on you and keep you from hearing things like the Freedom Fiends. I especially
do not want you to torrent Freedom Fiends episodes to keep them drone-proof. Do not go to freedomfiends.com and click on the torrent link and learn how to torrent Fiends archives. Do not go to freedomfiends.com and click on the torrent link and learn how to torrent Fiends archives. Do not go to freedomfiends.com and click on the torrent link and learn how to torrent Fiends archives.
Hi, Chuck Woolery here. I don't know about you, but I don't like taking pills for minor arthritis pain, and I don't like those patches either. But I have found something that works, Australian Dream Arthritis Pain Relief Cream. It's a great product. It doesn't smell or burn, isn't greasy, and it works. And Australian Dream has an empty jar guarantee. You can use the whole jar, and if you're not happy, you get your money back. But I doubt you'll send it back. This stuff really works. Australian Dream is now available at Target or your favorite retail store.
I'm Kay Swirling from KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm 93 years old, and I'm a big fan of Alex Jones because he has the courage to speak his mind more than just about anyone I know. Alex is just as bothered as I am about all the advertising you hear for toxic prescription drugs that make you sicker, not healthy. I'd prefer to give my body all 90 essential nutrients it needs for life to prevent disease, not compound it. My favorite complete supplement is Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity, which I take every day along with EFA Plus and Beyond OsteoFX. I recommend you go online to InfoWarsTeam.com to purchase these products and make them part of your daily regimen to get healthy and live longer. InfoWarsTeam.com.